Welcome back to Thursday Night Football Preview. We've got another scorcher on deck with the New York Giants traveling to Cleveland, Ohio to take on current playoff team led by the GOAT, Joe Flacco. The Cleveland Browns are currently 7-point favorites. 34.5-point over-under. They're expecting fireworks in this game out here in Ohio. The weather for your flight will be clear in the 40s. Mm-hmm. No weather concerns, unfortunately. I'm waiting for that big blizzard to hit. It looks like this is our last Thursday Night Football preview. Every fucking day was 40 and clear, 50 and clear. What is this shit?
We haven't had a single snow game.
Fake weather. Fake football season. Key injuries in this one. There are really no injuries that I think were sustained last week. Like I mean, there are injuries on both sides of the ball, but these are ones that have already, you know, taken place throughout the year. Cleveland's banged up on the old line. New York, they lost their quarterback this year.
Clear rosters.
Clear weather. Clear weather.
Should be a clean game.
Should be just clear. Clear all around. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the storylines, J-Mo. What are you most excited about for this game? And don't read off of my list. Don't take credit for the work that I did.
I'm excited for Garrett Wilson to continue to lead the NFL in targets.
Wild stat.
Gross.
How many does he have?
153, 152, something.
Say it again.
150. Buck 50. Last year he had 143, and we were both like, that's a lot. Even with Rodgers coming in, you're probably not topping that. Just the efficiency will go up. Garrett said, nah.
So,
no.
Do you think, okay,
even though that's worth nothing,
150 with Rodgers, it's going to be some good production. Mm-hmm. One question, though, I do have is while the Jets' defense is good, I was looking back over the last, I don't know, six games or whatever, I think they've allowed 30 points in like four out of the last six games. So if they're not getting their asses whooped, which they probably won't be if Aaron Rodgers is under center, I do wonder if the pass volume goes down. I do wonder if it's like, rather than Garrett Wilson leading the NFL in targets, if it's like Breece Hall leads the NFL in touches kind of thing.
Second year ACL.
I think that's a discussion to be had. I think these are the things that we're bringing to the forefront of the future. We don't need AI. We've got Nick AI.
I don't think it was ever like a volume thing. It was more so just like efficiency. And like if next year he still goes with even like 120 targets, which is a pretty big drop, saying he's at 150 and two more games to go, still going to cook.
Yeah.
Still worth the first round draft pick.
Happy for you. Well, you're excited about Garrett Wilson. I'm excited about Joe Flacco. Mm-hmm. Possible MVP. Could be you. Could be him. Four games.
Comeback player of the year.
I don't know about all that. But I will say, he's averaging 327 passing yards in his four starts. He's had multiple touchdowns in all four of his games.
You see a stretch, like if he was on 17 games.
What was it, like 5,500 yards?
Broke the passing record, 43 passing touchdowns, 30 picks.
Yeah, it's definitely like would have happened.
Jameis Winston.
Sure. Yeah. Well, last two games, 5 interceptions. That will eventually catch up to him in the playoffs, you know, when they start playing really good teams. They play the Jets, who have allowed the single fewest fantasy points to both quarterbacks and wide receivers. Another storyline is Amari Cooper coming off of a Josh Gordon-like game where he set the record for the Browns receiving yards. In a game, he had like 265 or whatever, had him on a team.
Is he at a career high on the season because of that? Is that probably like 1,200 something now?
That's a good question.
I feel like he's been like a solid 1,000, but I don't know if he's ever hit that.
I'm not sure. He's got to be there. If not, I'll probably set it this week or next week. But very tough matchup, obviously, against Sauce. I'm going to imagine they're going to zone in on him because there's not much to take away in this offense besides him and Njoku.
Yeah, I mean, his line for the game is like already at like 56, which is not
There's no wide receiver, that puts up 260. The 260 is a number that you get with like Tyreek Hill's, Devontae Adams' fucking Julio Jones's. Their lines are 85, 95, things like that. So Amari Cooper down at 56, 59, whatever, kind of tells you what they're expecting from him. So they're in for a tough matchup. Do you think this is like the first full flop game for Flacco?
Yeah.
Full flop Flacco?
I'm pretty in on that.
Really?
Like, if we want to jump to, like, which way I'm leaning with the spread and stuff.
I'm just talking storylines. We just yapping.
Then, yes. I think it's almost like there's so much hype because, A, he's been great, and B, it's like, oh, Flacco revenge. It's like,
ooh.
Everything tumbles. It's
just imagine
much.
The Jets had Flacco.
Why?
Because they could have been goated.
Could have. If you were told before the year, Browns, Jets, Thursday Night Football is going to be Joe Flacco versus Trevor Siemian, you'd probably think, like, oh, Flacco must have returned –
the Brown side, Simeon, Flacco goes to the Jets. No. Yeah, these two are just perennially just like fucking flip-flopping around teams. So, I mean, you can attack the Jets by way of the ground. Seventh most fantasy points allowed to the running back position. On the flip side, Breece Hall is obviously coming off of a massive, massive day, 190-ish yards from scrimmage, multiple touchdowns. He hasn't really given that type of performance week in and week out. We know he's capable of it any given week, but I don't know. It doesn't necessarily make me feel any better. I mean, it's the Washington Commanders. They're like the most putrid defense in the history of the world.
If you somehow made it to week 16, like if you stashed Breece Hall in the earlier in the year and you made it to the semifinals, like this was everything you were hoping for to happen, and it did happen.
Yeah.
Good chance he might have cost you from ever getting there, but
if you have a flex
patience.
You have a flex play, I'm assuming. Who are you starting, Hall or Cooper?
Probably Breece.
Yeah. Half PPR too?
For sure. And that's not like me being low on Cooper. Like I probably think I have him like as top 16 receiver this week or something. Stupid.
Top 16 after a 260-yard game.
So, hot take. Someone's gotta be in on him.
Both of these defenses are great. I'm looking at just like the points allowed to both positions. Cleveland is bottom 10 in fantasy points allowed to every position. Fourth fewest to quarterbacks, ninth fewest to running backs, second fewest to wide receivers, second fewest to tight ends. There's just really no winning on that side of the ball. They've had games where they've randomly just like let up big point totals and you're like, what the fuck happened? Because everyone's like, they're generational to generational and they have a let up game. And
the
you're
Rams
like,
is an exception because the Rams, when they're on, but like early in the season, it was like, went to like 38, 39 with like Gardner Minshew and the Colts. Like, what the hell? Like, I took Brown's defense that week in our slips.
Well,
and I'm like,
well, that's what happened.
What the fuck?
Yeah. All right. Let's move to fantasy.
So, do I have Flacco a little high at QB 16 given how good the Jets are?
No. I'm like in on Flacco.
Okay.
I'm okay. I'm like, Jets defense, Flacco.
Okay.
You know what I mean? At this point, I'm just riding the high. I'm like, I don't want to overthink it.
He might be at 15 because I think I made this before the Russ news came out that he's benched. So Flacco's top 15 fantasy QB.
You did it again. Who said you done did it again.
Simeon, I don't want had any like super flex, triple flex, whatever you're in.
We don't have to talk about that. We ain't got to yap about Trevor.
Breece, RB17. Is that ranking alone sounds, this looks low. Like I don't want to double check, but
I would go higher. I would rank him better.
Yeah. I kind of want to make sure that's accurate, but I feel like it is.
I think something that we spoke about a little bit earlier, with like Trevor Siemian at quarterback, I do think backup QBs just in general have a tendency to dump the ball off probably to running backs a little bit more. So we could see a big target game out of Breece, which I think kind of pads his floor a little bit.
RB 16, so yeah. I have in front of him Swift, Taylor, Henry. Should he probably be over Henry?
Who are Titans playing? Houston?
Again, that's where he looked.
He struggled, yeah. But I don't think that's like predictive of how he'll play again.
No.
I think that's probably the right tier. I think ultimately I might put him above. Who does Philly play this week?
Arizona.
Okay, never mind.
I almost didn't because like that rushing touchdown he cashed in as one.
Right. Like, I was going to say like, oh, he'll get a lot of work, but like it could just
he cashed it in.
He can go like 24 for 125 yards and it's 12 points.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it might not even really matter.
Arizona at this point is the worst run defense. It's not just like, oh, one of it's like.
Yeah, no, they're terrible. I think it's the right tier. I'm not sure which way I would necessarily lean. I don't think there's a super right or wrong.
I guess I see him. That should be 16. I see him as either RB12 or 16. It's just he just happened to fall to the back of the list.
In that tier. You're a little low on Ford. I kind of like Ford a little bit.
I'm not maybe it's deal or no deal that's tainting me, but yeah, I'm not in on him. Yeah, ECR's got him two spots higher at 29. Regardless, I don't see him anything more than a flex play.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's a similar thing.
I feel like relatively good about him as a flex play, though, because I do think the Cleveland's going to have to attack them on the ground, and Ford's been explosive. He has games where he catches balls. He has games where he's involved on the goal line. So, like, if there is a running back from that side, I do like Ford a lot more than Kareem Hunt. And I don't –
Hunt's kind of – I mean, it was never much, but he's –
Yeah, I would
declining.
Never start him. But I would be – I actually think that the championship that I have in the Eckler League, Ford, I think, is my flex play. Because I have Waddle. I have, like, Christian Watson, a bunch of fucking scrubs like that. So, it's like, I don't really have a choice, but I don't feel terrible about it.
It's kind of a banged-up – week for receivers. There's a couple out there just dealing with Jamar's in that mix. So Ford, yeah, if you want him in the flex, but I really think I've just tainted against him. He's not making my list. Cooper, 14. I was higher than anyone I said earlier in the video. Is that too high? Like, this is where I find the fine line of like, in my mind, I'm like fringe wide receiver one, But then I like look at the odds of them, of what Vegas has. I'm like, damn, they projected him to have about 57 yards this game.
I think that makes sense. I think the match was tough. And it's just like,
myself.
It's like, how can you be the Jets defensive coordinator and then look at last game and be like, Cooper's our fucking number one focus, you know? So I could see him having a little bit of a fall off game. And maybe I would lean more towards like the 16, 17, 18 ish spot in the rankings, even though it's likely the same tier.
Would you put him over? I don't even know if I think they're right next to each other. Would you put him over Diggs? Doesn't matter. You're playing both, but.
Who's Buff play?
New England.
No, I would play Diggs.
Yeah, I got Diggs at 13.
Diggs is so annoying.
Dude.
He's like legitimately been terrible for fantasy, but he'll have the one game and you can't sit him.
No. Well, that's the thing. It's now or not. Like, we're in the last one.
Yeah. And but he's one of those players, like, okay, when you ask yourself, it's like, who would I be okay sitting and him blowing up? It's like, yeah, I can sit Diggs and have him go for 10, 150, and 2 touchdowns. And
this week, I'm going to talk about him in the rankings video that I'll make in a few days, and I'm just like, I'm talking to no one, because anyone that's been starting on is probably not in the championship.
Yeah.
Garrett Wilson, wide receiver 26, Mr. Targets leader. I didn't really want to throw him in there, because you're not going to play him, but with, I think, the focus being so heavy on Cooper, it's like, if you down bad.
Yeah, that's the only argument really to be made, but I almost feel like that every time I try to make that argument, it never...
Yeah, that's just
it makes sense on paper, defenses. But it never actually, mm-hmm. Like, works. I do think Njoku can have a good game, though.
Yeah. I mean, he's been fucking killing it with Joe Flacco. There's really no argument against him. Above him, I only got, like, Kittle, McBride, Laporte, like, those... He probably actually is another spot up. I think for some reason Hawk might be in the ranking. Yeah, he's tight end 6. He just can't be stopped.
You might want to take Hawk out. Yeah. He got like a torn ACL or something like that.
Might need to update that. Yeah. Unless Josh Oliver slips in.
Yeah, I like Njoku. I do think he's one that if like Flacco moves away from Cooper, the Elijah Moore narrative of like, oh, he moves away from Cooper, he gets a lot of focus, like he'll go to Moore. Like, we haven't really seen that at all.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, no. It was, like, cute the first game because we were, like, there's Flacco and Moore has the projection from when they played on the Jets, and it's been nothing. But he's been consistently peppering Njoku every single fucking week.
Yeah. Conklin.
Whatever. Fuck him.
If you're down bad.
It's just Kate Otten.
Down bad, don't.
With a different name.
I do have one pick I found, but it contradicts a lot of what we just said. It's David Njoku under 50 and a half receiving yards.
That's high.
Is pretty high.
Yeah.
Like, for him to be within 6-7 yards of Amari, the Jets only allow an average of 32 yards to starting tight ends. Only 3 starting tight ends have gotten this against the Jets. That cashes 81% of the time. Do you know who they
were? Just curious.
Kelsey, Pitts, $100 if you could guess the third one. Just like a nobody big play.
I don't know. Oh, I don't know the schedule that well, but I'm going to go because it's – I'll go with an AFC North. I'm not going to say Pat. I'm not going to say Likely or Andrews. I'll say Tanner Hudson.
No, Farrell Brown.
That's my next guess.
I know.
Damn.
That's why it was a one-time.
Wait, Farrell Brown on the Patriots?
Yeah.
I was actually going to go with Hunter Henry. That was going to be my first guess. Then you said big play, and I was like, he can't do all that.
Yeah, no. Farrell Brown's like low-key wide receiver, too. He's just – so, yeah, that's not enough for me.
You know what I'm taking? I like Cleveland in this game. Like, I do think they're going to put up a decent amount of points. I don't know if they'll have success scoring the ball. So I'm going to take Riley Patterson, their kicker, over 1.5 field goals made.
Are you looking at the right kicker?
He's not the Lions kicker anymore.
He's not? Who's the Lions kicker?
Who cares? We ain't talking about the Lions right now.
Dude, I mean, Dustin Hopkins like just tore his hammy or something. So you're taking a walk-on kicker?
Yeah. He's motivated.
Is he not? Why is he not on the Lions?
I think he got cut like a few weeks ago.
What the hell? I think the Lions are like right below it, so I'm going to see if they got someone up there. Oh, it's Michael Badgley. I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Stupid.
I don't know if it was a few weeks. He might have been the kicker all season, for all I know.
Like up until yesterday. Riley Patterson just got signed today. Either way, I'm taking him, and I'm taking him to the moon. I'm taking him to the moon. And remember.
Thoughts on, go ahead.
And remember, 4JMO so rudely came in here and interrupted my ass. If you're new to Underdog, they'll give you a free square. You don't have to worry about what team Riley Patterson is on because they've got Joe Flacco as 0.5 passing yards on the app, okay? If you get onto the app and you use code BDGE, once you sign up, once you apply, once you register, you're going to see that free square. Just click it, hit the higher, hit the lower, whatever you want to do, however spicy you want to get with it, and you're going to be a winner. They'll also double whatever you put down. So use code BDG, first-time depositor, they're going to double it. Then you hit Patterson, then you hit the lower on David Njoku, and we're rolling. We won some of that money back that you spent on Christmas. What else?
Trevor Siemian, 0.5 passing touchdowns.
Yeah, that's going to be a no for me, dog.
That's going to be a void. Fair enough.
Farrell Brown enough.
The spread them cheeks is next.
All right, let's spread them cheeks, J-Mo. We're going to spread them cheeks. Which hole are you hitting?
Jets plus 7.
Damn, you ain't even gonna talk about it.
Flacco's crumbling.
You got Jets plus 7?
That's a lot.
On a floppy, it is.
For a 34.5 point total?
It's way too many points for a total that big. I will say, though, I don't know. I feel like Browns at home, I kind of like them. Jets, fair. If they were in MetLife, would like them a lot more. I think I understand why the spread is the way it is. Flacco's rolling. The team's rolling. The Jets almost just lost to the Commandos.
That was bad.
That was so bad.
That team was going to, like, they're already not in a good spot. Like, I just feel like locker room-wise, they're barely hanging
That's
on.
That's what I mean. The Browns are the opposite of that.
Yeah.
They got that spot. But 7 is too much. If it was 6.5, I would probably take the Browns, but I think the 7 makes me push onto the Jets.
I might sprinkle Jets money line.
I'm going to go Jets plus 7 under.
Yeah, I would go under as well. Wait, oh, so you are taking the Jets plus 7?
Yeah.
All right. I think they could win this. I think, like you said, throwing 2 interceptions a game is going to catch up. As much as I like Flacco.
It's just like Trevor Siemian's not scoring on the Browns defense, though, I don't think.
Yeah, probably not, because Washington, they're really going polar opposite right now, aren't they? Washington could not be a more favorable matchup to Jets.
I mean, they did put 30 up on them. That's what you're supposed to do.
You want to talk about Sam Howell.
You want to talk about Jacoby Brissett. You want to talk about Sam Howell.
That dude is like...
Oh, I should have traded his ass in Dynasty.
7 weeks ago, it was like, I know he's not great, but he's good enough to where they can invest in him, build around him, young assets.
I think that was just like that narrative jumped the gun because Ron Rivera kept saying it, because he was like, that was his only chance of saving his job. He was like, you're getting rid of me, but like, I just found the quarterback of the future. So he just kept repeating it over and over again.
Good move by Ron.
Honestly. Now he's
like, Jacoby.
Way to attach yourself to Sam Howell, idiot.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of did that with the Carson Wentz. He
does it with everyone because he sucks at everything. Yeah. Fuck Ron.
Facts. Cam Newton could have won triple MVP without him. He's got 2 Coach of the Year awards, not 1, 2.
You serious?
I think. I'm pretty sure. I would bet on that. Double check.
Yeah. Bet on it.
What are we betting? What are we betting? A point in Sunday slip that he has 3?
He won an award in 2022. The George Halas Award.
Just look up Coach of the Year over the years.
Yeah, he won it twice. Guess what his career head coaching record is?
Ooh, I don't think he ever had a winning one in Washington.
He's played a total of, he's tied twice. We'll take those out. Between wins and losses, 211 total games.
Okay, I'll go 80, so whatever that is, like 80 wins and 130 losses.
Wow, you have no respect for the 2-time Coach of the Year. 105 wins, 106 losses.
Wow.
Think Ron, he's got 2 more games left. You think he can get positive before he gets the
Would
boot?
They play this week? The Niners? Oh, God.
What is the spread on that? Like 17.5?
I think 13.5.
That's it?
That was...
Purdy's going to cement himself.
It could have changed with Jacoby coming in, but I feel like that would almost make it better.
I don't think it matters.
All right, take us away.
All right, J-Mo, take us away.
This is our last ever for 20... Right here, between me and you. Look at me. Look at me. For our 2024 Thursday night previews, what's a goal of ours? Bring on a player that plays on Thursday? Seems reasonable.
What are you talking about?
What is our goals for...
Bring on a player on Wednesday that plays the next day?
Yes. There's probably going to be a game in New York. Stop on by Wednesday night.
I got an idea. I know how we can make that happen. Next year, there's a Baltimore at New York.
Exactly.
Thursday night game. We get Lamar.
I'm down.
All right. You accept?
And Rodgers.
Oh, we get the QBs.
And Gary V.
You and me.
We're out of it.
You, me, Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson. You think you would dominate? You think you'd win that meeting?
No, I would be quiet. I would be literally
silent.
You
literally wouldn't say a fucking
word. No, I would just laugh.
Me and Rodgers would get so high.
No.
What do you mean no?
I think I'd get along with Rodgers good.
He'd be like, what's wrong with you, man?
I don't know if he's got a country accent. All right, take us away.
What's wrong with you, brother? All right, take us away.
All right, Thursday night preview is officially done for the season. I'm not upset. You're upset. Nick's upset. But I'm good. I'm happy with it because this means the playoffs are soon. The Super Bowl is soon.
Biggest, the
Big as the Super Bowl. Big as the what? Give us a like, give us a sub, give us some love. Sign up on Underdog with code BDGE to get that Joe Flacco free square one time and one time only. Hang. Peace.
Everybody clap it up. Everybody sitting behind your screen. Everybody walking on a treadmill. Walking your dog. On the bench press. I don't hear shit.
Out of your headphones?
No, I do, I think.
This is our last episode.
Really? There's no Thursday Night Football next week?
None.
Are you serious?
Regardless, I ain't going to be here. No, there's not. They don't do Thursday.
You ever heard of Zoom? You ever heard of Zoom calls?
They don't do Thursday on the last week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.